Hello to all you Eagles fans out there. This is episode 22 of the Missing Link Podcast. Your connection to the Eagles through the eyes of a fan. Today we'll be reviewing an absolutely electric 37-27 win over the Washington Redskins. Let's go! Yes, yes, a thousand times yes. What a game. What an absolutely amazing game. Fantastic one to be at. I'm sure it was just as exciting at home. Greg Ward catches that touchdown pass right in front of me in the end zone that me and my friends are in. Lost our freaking minds. Couldn't believe it. That was such a painful game to go through. The roller coaster, the ups, the downs. Why is Washington hanging around with us? Why can't we get any wide receivers to catch the damn ball? Greg Ward comes through in the clutch. Couldn't be happier for that guy. He's been cut year after year. He's been an underdog. He's been sitting on the practice squad. Hell of a throw by Wentz, by the way, but fantastic catch. High pointed it right over the defender. Corner of the end zone. Touchdown. Go Birds. Yes. Oh, man. There are a lot of heroes in this game. Like, Miles Sanders played out of his freaking mind. The runs, the catches. Wentz really needed to lean on his running game, as well as the tight ends, and they all came to play today. There was not a lot of egregious drops, not a ton of penalties. They just went out there, did their job. It was plodding, man. I mean, these touchdown drives took a long time, but even the opening drive of the game when they went down for a field goal, started on their own four, drove down. They take a while to get from point A to point B, but Wentz, when he's on, and he was definitely on this game, you can't stop it. Great throws, make the catches when they're there. Can't do anything too fancy, but hell, I mean, with Nelson Aguilar being out, it's just great to have some playmakers out there in the slot receiver position. And Greg Ward, it couldn't have happened to a better dude. We all lost our minds. Great ending, especially with Nigel Bradham going down, rumbling, tumbling, making my prediction come true with a pick six or a fumble return for a touchdown on defense. You love to see it. It was just a fun way to end that game. And shout out to anyone who was at FedEx Field because it felt like a home game. There was a lot of green there today. We travel so well, and I couldn't be more proud to be a part of this fan base. Absolutely awesome atmosphere. It's a credit to the fans who travel all the way down 95 to make this game a home game for our birds. Let's talk a little bit about some of the accomplishments of this game because there's a lot of awesome stuff that happened in this game. You have quite a few things. So Wentz, for example. So Wentz played out of his mind. His stats in the second half, 18 of 21, 141 yards, and 3 touchdowns. That's awesome. But what's even better, in the fourth quarter, 11 for 11, 89 yards, 2 touchdowns. He's on fire the past 2 weeks. Fourth quarter, overtime, he's coming out there, putting the team on his back, and willing this team to victory. The defense did not have a great game. Washington scored the most points that they have at home this year, so the defense was not helping Wentz. Miles Sanders helped him out in the running game, but the receivers outside of that last Greg Ward catch were not doing anything on the outside. Wentz was accurate, running out to his right and throwing that absolute rocket to Miles Sanders in the back of the end zone. He's amazing to watch. It was just a real treat to see him play today. Wentz is the only quarterback in NFL history to record over 95 passing touchdowns and 35 or fewer interceptions in their first 54 games. Having a great career, and that's even despite the injuries, just imagine what this team is going to look like when we actually have some skill position players to throw out there. When we can actually get a competent heartbeat and a set of hands on either side of him, watch out. That's a scary thought for opposing defenses. That's going to keep some people up at night. Miles Sanders, again, had a fantastic game. He now has the most scrimmage yards of any rookie in franchise history. Congratulations to him. He's been playing lights out this year. We've really had to lean on him since Jordan Howard's gone down, and he had 19 carries, 122 yards with a touchdown. Had 6 catches for 50 yards for a touchdown. He's versatile. He's another one of those guys in the same mold as Shady McCoy or Brian Westbrook. He can run. He can catch. He's elusive. He's fast. It's awesome just to see a rookie like him actually developing over the course of a season. Those are the bright spots. So Greg Ward, 7 catches, 61 yards, that game-winning touchdown. Miles Sanders, Wentz, those are all the positives. And I want to concentrate on the positives because leaving that building, I felt like $1 million. And I think most Eagles fans did. It was just a great cathartic way to end our experience. I'm just so happy that they were able to pull this out. It makes that showdown with Dallas next week the game of the week. We'll talk about that in the preview. I'm not sure how that's necessarily going to go, but let's enjoy this because we only have two more games left this year, maybe. I mean, if they go to the playoffs, fantastic, but I love to see the Eagles win in such an exciting way, especially when I'm there live, obviously, and in my end zone. I mean, it couldn't have happened more perfectly. Let's talk about the Redskins because the Redskins came to play. I mean, they scored 27 points. Adrian Peterson looked like he was 26 years old. He had 16 carries, 66 yards, and a touchdown. But that doesn't really tell the whole story because he was just refusing to go down. That guy runs with so much force and attitude. One of the statistics popped up that he was one of the 10 players in NFL history with over 3,000 carries. Pleasure to see him live. It might be his last year, but I'm happy that I got a chance to watch him perform at his best. Dwayne Haskins, despite his struggles, I mean, look, our secondary makes everyone look like the second coming of Peyton Manning. He had 261 yards and two touchdowns, passer rating of 121. We got nobody on him. Outside of that fumble to end the game, he was just dropping dimes in between our defenders because they're sitting there with receivers wide open. And his favorite target, McLaurin, five catches, 130 yards, one touchdown with a 75-yard touchdown at the beginning of the game. Look, we can't cover anyone. Let's just accept the facts. You know, we can't. And we need to rely on our broken down, plodding offense to keep up with teams because we're not holding anyone under 21. It's just impossible. Coverages aren't there. Corners can't keep up with these streaking patterns. Get in their way. Try to cause some turnovers if you can, but I'm giving up on this defense. They're just not stopping anyone. They're not playing with attitude. That was a terrible offense on that side of the field, and that's what made it so frustrating to watch was they were just going up and down the field. 32nd in the NFL in points and passing yards. What are you doing, guys? Mix it up. Blitz him. He's a rookie. Anyway, I don't want to concentrate too much on the negatives, but there's no reason to feel good about the defense coming out of this. And there's certainly not a lot of optimism surrounding J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Two targets, not anything to speak of from like a production perspective. We really only have Greg Ward, and that's about it. Hopefully Nelson Aguilar gets healthy before the Cowboys game, so we can have him and Ward out there. Not that that's really saying much. If we're begging for Nelson Aguilar to come back, I think we're pretty deep shit. So overall, not a great team on the other side of the field, but I think this is doing so much for Carson's confidence and the team's confidence in him moving forward. I think these are all building blocks, not just for next week against the Cowboys, but for 2020. We at least know that when the chips are down and everyone's hurt, Carson can play at his best, dropping dimes, running for first downs, fighting with everything that he had. And despite the lack of talent, he's playing at the top of his game. I cannot wait to see this guy surrounded by talent. Howie Roseman, get it done. I want five receivers drafted. I want some more offensive linemen. Surround this dude. Make us concentrate on offense because right now the defense is absolutely broken. And I want to see a much better class of skill position players surrounding Carson from here on out to make sure that his career goes on the trajectory that we all know it can. Enjoy this win. I certainly am. Shout out to all of my friends. Thank you so much for coming, tailgating, sitting in the same section, enjoying this amazing win with me. Love you guys. Let's take a second to enjoy this game tonight. Dallas week is here. Let's roll up our sleeves. Let's get to work. Let's try to get some guys healthy, and let's give them everything we got. Because, look, anything can happen on any Sunday, and I'm not going to count the birds out yet. Say it with me. Fly, Eagles, fly. Dallas sucks. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Missing Link Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share this with a fellow Eagles fan that you have in your life. Please rate, review, and subscribe 5 stars to this podcast if you get an opportunity. It really does help spread the word. I hope everyone has a wonderful Sunday night and a great Dallas week. Go Birds!